Welcome to the Tea with Mo. I am your host, Miss Mo. Shout out and happy birthday to Bob Marley, whose birthday was actually yesterday. So shout out to all of our Jamaican sippers out there. I know you guys are having a blast partying because in Houston, it was live. So guys, again, I'm your host. And usually we'd have our co-host, Sunny, but she is out there in South Carolina. Shout out to her family. And our prayers are with her and her family for their loss this week. So I have my A1 day one from the beginning of time. Shay Buttett in the studio with me filling in as my co-host. Yes, we are pre-recorded today, guys, because it's the Super Bowl. And ain't nobody trying to compete with that. I'm trying to go eat me some nachos and wings and chill just like the rest of y'all today. And most importantly, you know, I'm so glad Bama doesn't play on Sundays, because if they did, y'all know I would have to move this entire show to Saturdays. I'm just telling y'all, because I don't miss no Bama game. Roll Tide. Shout out to the champs. But you guys know already here at the Tea with Mo, we are all things tea. Our tea reduces stress. It provides you nourishment. It helps soothe your mind, body, and spirit. I don't really know if it does all that, but hey, we're almost 9-10 months in, so it must do something for y'all. Welcome to the show, Shay Butter. Thank you so much for tuning in and sitting in with me as I do my weekly shenanigans. You are on the other side of it. How's it feel being on air? Not that bad.
It's good to be here. And, you know, I'm always with the shit, so let's get going.
Yo, I just want y'all to know, Mother, if you were out there listening to this episode, that was not me who said that. Oh. She started with it, but it's okay. So I just want y'all to know.
My heart.
Well, it would not be the Tea with Mo if I did not give you a round of applause for being in the studio with us. So this tea of the week. You guys, it is February. So I told you guys that we are doing a special series this month. We are talking all things love, anything that has to do with relationships this month, because it's February. We will be doing Black History Facts later on in the show. We will give that before we do our Get It Off the Chest, because we do want to make sure we honor Black History Month, but we don't want to be too cliche. We got Black History Month. I am rooting for everybody black as always. My forever president, shout out to him because he's just amazing. Shout out to our new VP Vice President, Kamala Harris. We are always going to shout them out. I know they're so glad that I got to stop playing that you about to lose your job, because I literally played that every show for like 3 months straight. So you guys are great. But I am so excited because this week, the tea of the week is an interesting one. The tea of this week, Shay, is going to be Love Potion Tea Hibiscus.
Okay.
Now, this is not meaning that you can go pour this to the person you want to be your Valentine and give it to them, they're going to fall in love with you. No, it's not going to work that way. We don't do all that over here. But this is a tea that is going to help you relax and potentially increase your libido. We know that it's Valentine's Day week leading up to it. Everybody's in the love, love, love feel. So if you need a pick-me-up, this would be the perfect tea for you. The herbs in this love tea blend and have a traditional aphrodisiac to it. So that's why it would actually help you, you know, pick up the mood and for those unexpected moments that you need a little pick-me-up. So ladies and gentlemen, before you go on your Valentine's date, whether if you are celebrating Valentine's Day on the 13th or the 14th, and then for National Side Chick Day, you know, on the 15th, make sure y'all cop this tea, definitely. Hibiscus is always great in aiding in digestion. It's great for your skin. Hibiscus has a very light flavor. This is a great tea. I've actually tried this tea. I tried the tea this week. I ordered it off of Amazon because I was like, I'm going to try this. I will not give y'all my business whether or not it increased the libido or not, but I will say it was very lightly flavored. I really enjoyed it. So make sure y'all go out and cop the Love Hibiscus, a Love Potion Tea Hibiscus. So what tea, if any, yes, have you been sipping on this week?
You know, I'm always with my mint, so I love the mint tea. But it sounds like I need to go and try this whole, you know, Valentine's Day tea. I may need it for like the rest of the year.
You know, I'm trying. I'm with you on that. I'm all for the sippers and love and doing everything you need to do to increase your health. It's always good to do that. So this definitely, I didn't have to add a lot of honey. And so I actually, this is my tea of the week that I've been sipping on. I think I've been drinking more coffee than tea, which is not good. But shout out to Krakatoa CC. You guys check out Krakatoa, who they are actually our resident coffee makers. Her tea is, her coffee is absolutely amazing. She's got that, my favorite, which is the cinnamon vanilla, which I'm running out and I need to put in an order. I need to check with Papa Williamson and see if he needs some so I can put both of our orders in, because he really enjoyed that tea or that coffee as well. So shout out to Krakatoa Coffee Company. You guys can check out their website at www.krakatoacc.com. Go spread some love to them. They are Black owned. It is definitely Black History Month. So if we can shop Black for this whole month, let's do it. I'm all for it. So let's get straight into this week's topic. This one I thought was really interesting and funny because there's a show out there called 90 Day Fiancé. It comes on TLC. Have you ever seen that show before?
No, I haven't personally, but it sounds like something that I need to start watching.
It is very good TV. So basically what happens with 90 Day Fiancé, you have these people who have started relationships with people from the U.S. mostly, who've started relationships with people in other countries. And they have before the 90 days, after, during the 90 days, and after the 90 days. So before the 90 days, it follows the couples on their dating story and how they go and date back and forth, and how these relationships have just happened so quickly. Some of them have been for like maybe 2 or 3 years. Some of them have been for like 3 months. So then once the 90 days hit, once you actually apply for a visa, you have to apply for, they apply for a spousal visa, and they have 90 days from that time that they get the visa for them to get married. to this person. Some of these people have met over the internet. Some of these people have never met. They've just, one couple in particular, they dated and she's from the Ukraine. They never met. They met the first time that she came over here and had 90 days to get married. Now, they do have another show where it's 90 days the other way around. So then the couple, so Americans actually go to the other country and they are moving to the other country and to be with the people that they are, that they, so they're so-called in love with their fiancés. So this is what inspired the topic of the week, which is 90 Day Fiancé. And the question is of the week is, would you date someone from another country knowing that you only had 90 days to get to know that person and marry them?
Yeesh.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know there, about that one. I mean, me personally, it takes me a while to warm up to people anyway. So you give me 90 days and, you know, day 91, I might be like, yeah, nope, it ain't going to work. So me personally, I couldn't do it.
There have been some success stories. I won't say that all of them have been bad. There have been some stories where people have been together for years and they now have children. And then there have been some really, really, very interesting ones. Usually the ones from the Ukraine and Russia, unfortunately, are the ones where you're like, oh, yes, she's scamming. Or, you know, the old ladies who go over there and get somebody from like Barbados or Honduras or some foreign island, Caribbean country. African country.
Yeah.
And that person is basically, you can kind of already tell, yeah, they're just trying to get a green card. So this one situation in particular, there was an African-American lady. She's about like in her 50s. She had been married for like 17 years. Husband passed away from cancer. She met this guy that had a in London or said he was from the UK, but his number was from South Africa. And she was sending him pictures. She was sending him all kinds of things, money. I think she spent almost over probably close to $20,000 sending to him in the course of a year. Now, she had never seen this man on camera. Every time she tried to FaceTime him, he would not answer or something was wrong with his phone. He always said reception. And when she talked to him, he had a South African accent. Now, I'm not saying you can't be from London and have a South African accent. You can move that. Completely plausible, completely can happen. However, my thing is, you're talking to someone you meet online, because we know in this day and age, social media and online dating is huge, especially in Corona. It's huge. You know, we can't actually really go out and meet someone. So I'm cool on that point. You got me with that point. Cool. We can meet online. We can talk. We can go back and forth. But at some point, I'm going to want to FaceTime or video chat with you. And
right.
If every time for almost a year, I have not seen your face, or we have not tried to come to some mutual destination to meet up, I'm not doing no 90-day visa. It's not happening. I don't care how much I am in love with you. I just, it's not for me. Now, the question of would you date someone from another country? Yeah, I could see myself probably. I'm
right.
Open to seeing myself possibly dating someone from another country, because hey, it might be, you know, you never know. I love Rome. I definitely could get with some Italians for him to come and cook me food all day long. Oh yeah, definitely. Can I see somebody from London? Because I love London accents. Why I love Idris Elba. Yes, definitely. And the guy from Bridgerton. I don't know if you've seen Bridgerton yet, but that black guy in there, definitely could see myself being on Zoom with him all the time. But giving myself 90 days to marry someone that I've never been in the same space. I mean, dating in the U.S. is hard enough. Y'all be tripping. Y'all men out there, y'all be tripping. That's hard enough. But to date someone in another country and never have seen them, and then for me to have to send you some money, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think
I'm not vain at all, but I do want to see what you look like, you know, because I'm gonna be with you for the rest of my life, and I know looks change and all that good stuff, but I mean it plays a factor in that whole, you know, can I see myself with you for the rest of my life? It plays a factor.
It plays a huge factor. I mean, I
Amen.
I'm not vain either, but I think that it's also about chemistry and personality. You can only tell so
right.
much by talking to someone on Zoom. Not saying, like I said, there have been plenty of success stories. And if you are a sipper out there that have dated internationally across the waters and you've got a success story, hit us in the DM because I would love to hear that story anyway. So we could read it next week. I would love to hear that story. Or if you had a bad experience, let us know about that too, because all those experiences, I just don't see myself. The second part to the question is the 90 days. Could you actually go to bring someone over here and say the vibe has been good? You've been watching them on Zoom. You guys are going, you're integrated. And then you, the only way literally, I guess, for them to be here is for that 90-day visa. 90 days is not a long time for you to have
really
to get to know someone and to then sign on the dotted line. And then here's the kicker, Shay. When you are actually, once they get here in the 90 days, you are legally responsible for them for 10 years after that. They can't work. So they cannot work until that visa process is done. They get there, I believe, until the application process is done. They can't work that whole 90 days. So I don't see myself having a man come over from another country and not working. And I'm paying all the bills and I'm doing everything. Now, granted, possibly if he, you know, had his savings and stuff, but that's a very short period of time to be committed to someone. And even after you divorce them, like say it doesn't work and you get married, you're still responsible for those for that time that they're in the United States of America.
Mm-mm. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Like, having kids is one thing, and, you know, you got to be responsible for them, but being responsible for another grown person, I that's too much. It's too much weight, you know, and then you can't work, and I'm all about teamwork, and you know, you lack here, then I'm going to support you in this area. It's no teamwork, so I just couldn't do it, and plus, I don't like people in my personal space anyway, so that means I got to be with you for 90 days and then take care of you for 10. I can't do it. No.
Yeah, I think for me, could I date someone from another country? Yes. Cool. No problem.
Right.
Would it be very difficult? Of course, it'd be very difficult. But would it be worth it if you met someone? Then yes. If I met someone that I was just so, you know what I'm saying, the dynamics were there. But my thing would be, once you meet someone, my thing would be after a couple of months, I'd be like, hey, what destination are we going to? Or, hey, are you flying to me? Or are you flying? I would want to fly to them, one, because I love to travel. I'd want to fly to them, or let's meet in a mutual destination because of visas and everything going on. And of course, this is prior to COVID, but or post COVID is a COVID free life is what I'm saying this would be ideal in. And let's see, but even in that short period of time, you would only get maybe what, like a week or 2 weeks with that person. And then you're trying to see if you're working. So I just think that I definitely want everyone to go out and watch the show because it's just good TV. But it's very interesting to watch these couples and to watch these people and the dynamics of these people. Later on in the year, we're going to do a 90-day lockup. That's my other favorite show, Love After Lockup. Could you be with someone who's locked up? So, and that one we're going to do. We're going to have to bring you back for that one because that one's going to be interesting. But I just think overall... Yeah, it's a no for me. I don't think 90 days is enough time for you to get to know someone from another country. Because then you got to think about, too, like, in American culture, our culture is so different from so many other cultures. Even from Canada, mm-hmm. life could be so much different.
Right.
And you never know their intention. My thing would be if I'm always having to send you money. Now, granted, if I didn't have to send you money, we were just doing things back and forth. And now... Here's the kicker. Let me put this disclaimer. Now, if I get me an Italian man at some point in my life that decides he wants to fund college educations for these two J's and things like that, will I turn that down? No, probably not. Probably going to be a little bit more interested in seeing what's going on in Italy at that point in time. But not saying that money makes a difference, but hey, I got college tuitions to pay. But
well,
if you
know, I look at it as too, like, you know, I'm a giver and it's just natural. I'm a natural giver. So it's nothing for me, and it's not about the money, so it's nothing for me to, like, give. But if I feel like it's not going to be reciprocated back, then, you know, that's when Lashia comes out, and it's a completely different, you know, scenario. So, I mean, the money portion, it wouldn't bother me too much if I knew that it was going towards something, you know, good. But for me to barely know you in the 90 days, you know, people have so many different faces that they put on, and so it's nothing for you to put on that face for 90 days, and then, you know, after that 90 days, a completely different person comes out, and now I'm stuck with you. I just, overall, I couldn't do it.
So most of the people on the show, their families are like, hey, I think this person's over here for this reason. And now you can tell that there are some couples who are actually really excited, and they're actually in love. One of my favorite couples in particular is Alexei, and I cannot think of his name. I think his name is Alexei. It's a Ukrainian guy from 90 Day Fiancé, Lauren and Alexei. So they started dating. They met each other on a trip. Now this is the other part to it. You know, we viva la Puerto Rico in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
God willing. What if we're over? Okay, and Puerto Rico is not. Yes, we know Puerto Rico is not an international destination. But what if you meet somebody from another country that's vacationing too, and you guys connect and exchange information, and then you make the connection that way? I would be more open to that than online, because then, and so that's what happened with Lauren and Alexei. They actually met while they were on vacation. In another country, and they kind of exchanged, and now they've got a beautiful baby. He came over, but it was really hard for him because he was, I believe, from Turkey or like something in the Middle East country. So it was really hard for him. He barely knew any English. So that's the other barrier you have to look at. You've got language issue, you've got culture. So there are success stories. I think I would be more inclined to that. Like if we're on our trip to Rome and then I meet me and an Italian, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. All right, let's exchange numbers. But it would still, the rules would apply still to me that I do in dating anyway. I think to me, the rules would still be the same as far as what are your goals? You know, are you communicating? You know, you've got a time difference, you know? So I think it's just, dating is hard already. It's just, it would be that much more difficult, but it could be worth the reward. Like I said, I definitely think that people actually it's not that it can't happen, but I think I would be more inclined to that type of a situation more than, you know, meeting somebody on the internet from another country, especially Ukraine, Russia, or South Africa. I'm just saying, no disrespect, because y'all know South Africa, y'all know I love y'all, because y'all tune in each week, every week you guys are tuning in or subscribing. But let's be real, the stuff that happens in South Africa with U.S. people, no, I'm not sending you $1,200 to help pay your rent. No, it's not happening. Just saying.
And your rent only about 50. Yeah.
I mean, I might be able to pull that. You know, I might be able to do $50 to $100. You know, that's nail money. I could probably spare that, but I don't want to. I think overall on it, you guys make sure you check out the show for sure on that. But I think we're giving a resounding big fat no. I think to it,
yes.
To the 90 day portion. I think we're both open to dating from other countries, but the 90 days, you're going to have to, man, Jesus is going to have to open up the sky and be like, Monica, go ahead. This is the one. This is it. This is it. In order for me to do that. Or like I said, if you're an Italian billionaire out there, you know, holla at your girl, you know, I can cook. So,
right.
So if you're in that type of situation, you know, we might be able to do the 90 day fiance. But at that point, I'm trying to be 90 day fiance over there. I'm trying to have dual citizenship. I ain't trying to bring you over here. I'm trying to get out of here. Nobody wants to come over here. We trying to get away from the United States, because y'all seen the stuff that's been going on here? I saw a TikTok the other day. the girl said she was from Canada talking about American. Are you guys okay? And the video was like, no, we're not okay. We're absolutely not okay. Things are. Have you seen what's going on? Send help. Send us help. That's what we are saying. So, again, shout out to the Italian billionaires or UK, because y'all know I love British. You know I love anything British. So my British, you can be a duke. I'm cool with the title. I will be Duchess. I'm cool with that. I even take lady. I'd be cool with Lady Monica Williamson.
I'm trying to be an African queen.
Okay, okay.
Shout out to all my African brothers.
You know, our Nigerian doctors and stuff out there. Follow her at us. You know, okay. I can get with that. But you know, I'm trying to be a duchess, a duke, or lady. You know, I don't know the other titles. You know, I'll be a princess. I could be a princess. Come on through some of these other countries. I'll be a princess too. Come on. You know, I do you right. I'd be the best princess ever. Y'all ain't got to worry about nothing at all.
Mm.
But let's go ahead and get into, I was trying to find this song because it is absolutely hilarious. I definitely love playing this song because it just goes with the mood of how I feel about Earth and about life and in the way that things are working out. If I can find it, Earth is Ghetto. I was looking for her. There we go. Shout out to Aaliyah Sheffield. Y'all can go follow her on YouTube and on TikTok. She made this version, and I think it's just so befitting. So we want to leave the U.S. Well, I don't want to leave all the way because my mom is here. But I want to be dual citizenship. So holla at your girl. All right. So our next segment is So we've been doing something new on the show this week. We've also been kind of switching it up. So we have been doing
Damn, this tea is hot.
Our hot tea of the week segment. So this week in the hot teas, I'm not giving y'all nothing weird. We're going to keep it straight. I'd like to throw in some weird fun facts, but I didn't find any this week. So let's talk about the fact that possibly, I just read this morning. I kind of got a little excited. I was like, you know what? Joe ain't so bad. Y'all know last week's show was not my Uncle Sam, and the week before that was Joe, my buddy. So I heard this, we all have been going back and forth about this 1. However million trillion, whatever budget that he has set. And it's been really interesting, to me that I finally read today, that with the stimulus that they're talking about how you would actually get $1,400 for each dependent. I kind of got excited. I like Joe a little bit more. Once I read that, I don't know if that's actually what's going to happen, but I was like, I calculated. I got two kids. I was like, ooh, that's $4,200.
That'd be
Viva
nice
La
too,
Puerto Rico
you know.
Is coming up. Yes, boy. I was like, So I don't know if this is what's going to pass. They said that in the next 2 weeks, the Senate is actually going to be going ahead and taking a vote on when the next round of stimulus checks will come out. So, guys, y'all need to make sure you're reading. Let's make sure we're reading the right information. The information is out there and access to it. So I thought that that headline was very interesting. I was like, "Woo, okay, all right, okay." Oh, you know, that would be a good little chunk of change. And now, granted, we should have been getting that money any dang way because other countries,
right,
like Italy, let's just say, y'all know that's probably my second favorite country. Like Italy, where people were not having to pay their mortgages, so a lot of their economies have sustained because their governments did right by them. And I think it's fair to say that our government has not done right by us.
Right.
There are so many people out there who are needing and hurting that were already trying to get back from doing well. And now we are it's hundreds of thousands of people who are on unemployment. So y'all need to get to work. I don't want to wait 2 weeks. Y'all should have voted yesterday. Y'all need to go ahead and vote that $1,400 for the dependents, because, yeah, we want our money. Run me my money. Joe, run me my money.
They can do that, and they can also go ahead and, you know, bump the college debt up to $50,000. I'm good with that, too.
Look at God. They did, because $10,000, I'll take the $10,000. That ain't going to do nothing for my college debt. I just want y'all to know.
Right.
I got 3 degrees. That ain't gonna work. I feel college should be free anyway. I mean, that should be something. Higher education should be systematically free from, I think. Other countries have done it. Other countries do it. Let's take a look at Canada. Canada ain't sounding so bad. You wanna come visit in Toronto?
Right.
Don't sound so bad right now. But I feel that definitely they should do that. I agree. Let's bump it up to $50,000, because for some people that would erase it in the incomplete debt that they have. $50,000 for me would do wonders for what I'm able to do, because me and Sally Mae, that's my side chick. We don't get along. She is the worst ex ever. I do not like Sally Mae. But moving on to our next topic. So I know we have all seen this because they have drowned the crap out of this topic, but we're going to go ahead and go over it since it's current events anyway. Country star Morgan Wallen, or Whalen, however you say his last name. Basically, he was the hottest selling, had the hottest selling album in entirety of music in all genres, Billboard reported. And you just messed it up. How quick things can go is what's crazy. By saying the N-word, even though you were saying it in a video, you're drunk, whatever, but why is that even appropriated for you to even say in the first place? You didn't say N-I-G-G-A,
right.
You said N-I-G-G-E-R. Now, we have a problem. So now, I bet you that was one costly mistake. That is a good example out there for all you 45 supporters, because I told y'all I refuse to say his name ever again on this show. So we put him on the not sick and shut in, but he is on the buried and gone list. So I think that's crazy. How do you feel about that? Just people just feeling like they can just go out here and say the N word, like it ain't nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it for that particular instance in that scenario, you know, the guy apologized and all that good stuff. But, you know, then, you know, our black heroes want to go out and educate them and, you know,
be Captain
Save-A-Ho. Why the N-word is such a bad word. And I'm like, he already knew it was a bad word when he said it. That's why he apologized for it. So, I mean, you can speak until he's blue in the face, but it's going to go in one ear and out the other. Like, he's, you know, you can't change people unless they want to change.
You said it. I'm like the NAACP, and who was it else that was talking about there was another star of ours who was out there talking about he's going to go and talk to them about educating him. He don't need no education.
Yeah.
It is 2021. We all know better on things to say and not to say. Even if that's how you feel,
right.
The fact that you had the audacity to use it and think that you weren't going to have it. And shout out to his record label for suspending him indefinitely. Because had y'all not, y'all knew it was going to be some issues. But shout out to them for it. And for any other, shout out to Spotify and to, of course, sponsors of the show, Apple Music, for pulling his music. Because you should not be rewarded for that. You are, they pulled all of his songs from his playlist. You are...
Mm-hmm.
a national star, you have a responsibility and a duty. I know that people say, I'm not a role model. No, you're a celebrity. You have a responsibility to the culture and to the society to be better. And that's not, it's like I said, it's 2021. We've got enough hate and enough stuff to deal with than to be worried about some country music star talking about. And I like country music. I actually liked his song that's out now. But you won't be played. No, sir. So, good congratulations, out, shout out, and thanks, because it's Black History Month, and we don't need that stuff, and we don't need that at all, but we definitely don't want it in Black History Month. So, definitely wanted to shout out Apple Music and Spotify for pulling his music, and any other sponsor that he had, and you guys pulled his, it's actually, he's actually ineligible now for the AMC Awards, American Country Music Awards. And it was a double album that he actually got that broke records, and the record label is Big Loud Records. So shout out to them for dropping him. I'm gonna get a, I don't know, it ain't gonna be a donkey of the day because they got that on Breakfast Club. I'm gonna make like a bullhorn song or something. We don't have to come up with something when people are just horrible that we give them for the day or whatever or the week. So he is the cold tea of the week, I guess. So screw you, Mister. That's all I got to say.
Yep. Throw them in the volcano.
Oh, that is a good one. Let them melt. You will melt. We just want you to melt. So, and then, okay, this one got me. So this one, and we've got another one, then we'll do a music break. This one is funny. It's not funny, but it is funny because I don't know what she was thinking. Have you seen the girl on social media that is going around with the viral video because it's a Black girl? She glued her hair down. So instead of using, for all of y'all supers out there who don't know, sometimes we like to use got to be glue. They use got to be glue for a lot of things. It's the hairspray. It makes your hair, for our non-melanated supers out there, you use got to be glue to spike your hair up. You use it to get your hair up. I'm going to make that a t-shirt, non-melanated supers. I'm going to make that into a t-shirt. That would be super funny. But you use it for gel. We use it to, per se, lay down our edges or lace front, or to make your hair harder and last longer. I know why she just didn't use spritz, but she just, the hairstyle she had, I was like, why you didn't just use spritz? Because that would have did it too. Or EcoStyler gel. But whatever. She decides to use not Gorilla Snot, which Gorilla Snot is also a hair gel hardener. She used Gorilla. I can't even say it. She used Gorilla, not just like normal glue. Like, we all know super glue is just horrible anyway. You get super glue on your hair or nail glue, and you know, it's not coming off. She used a big bottle of Gorilla glue. Okay. If y'all want to know who I'm talking about, just go on your phone and Google Gorilla Glue Lady. That is her name now. She has had her hair hardened for a month. Now, I know what she did. She applied heat to that, too. So she probably got her blow dryer, slicked her hair down, sprayed it on there because she was out of gots to be glue is her excuse, and put her hair dryer on it, wrapped her hair down, and put the scarf on it. Her hair has been like this for a whole month, guys. A whole month. She has washed her hair over 25 times. She, because people kept asking her why she had the same ponytail, why her hair was like that. She couldn't do anything with it.
It didn't move.
At all. It didn't scrape. Like the hair, it did nothing.
Didn't move.
She's going to be bald. That's what she's going
to
be.
I feel bad for her because they're going to have to shave it off. Like, I don't see any other way for you to get that lady's hair back to normal other than shaving it off. Like, I don't know. I feel bad for her, but I'm like, come on. You should have known better. But, you know, people, and it goes back to, you know, people trying to look good for this person and that person. You know, I did this, and it just, like, you took it way too far, kind of like with the lashes.
Honestly, I don't feel bad for her. You know why? Because
why?
You could Google, not even Google, you could read on the bottle where it says, I went to Walmart earlier and I thought about this and I looked at the can of hairspray or the can of glue that she got. It says, do not put on hair. If you get on clothes or anything, call poison control. So my thing is you were trying, what in your mind possessed you to use glue? Gorilla glue. There is not that much less logic in the world. I feel bad for her as far as her being in the predicament and feeling like she had to do that. But at the same time, right. I'm like, girl, I would have just put on a wig. Or I would have just wore my hair however it was. I'm not using glue on my hair and think that it's going to be good. You didn't need that much slick back. We are African American. Our hair don't slick back like that, even after a fresh perm. So,
I don't know.
And now I feel like, too, I don't feel bad for her now because now she's blown up. So, either way, even if you are a bald girl, shave it all off and go get you a wig endorsement. I am pretty sure there are some major... She had people like Portia Williams. I mean, like, celebrities have retweeted this. The Shade Room retweeted it. She has gotten so much exposure for this. I'm pretty sure there's probably a GoFundMe for her. There are doctors.
I mean,
there's like a...
people want to know how it ends. I want to know how it ends. Like, did you have to?
Oh, I did. I subscribed. So this is a new update. I subscribed to her as soon as I saw it on Shade Room. I saw it on TikTok first, and I was like, this is not real. Then I saw it on Shade Room. Shout out to Shade Room. Don't put us on there, but shout out to Shade Room. But I followed her, and so recently she went. So she finally went to the ER. Okay, no, first.
Right.
She had somebody trying to do, because people were giving her tips. Somebody said acetone. Somebody said rubbing alcohol. There was like all these recommendations that she did, which I don't know why you got on TikTok and told people this and just didn't go to the emergency room. Because to be quite honest, I'd have been completely embarrassed and would have never. Some stuff does not need to be on social media.
Like,
yeah.
Scared.
She's literally going to, there's no way that she's going, because she's going to have so many bald spots in her hair. And I don't think her hair was that long in the beginning. So she's going to have so many bald spots that she has no choice but to shave it off. They're literally going to have to scalp her to get that out. Because even if you were to put acetone and rubbing alcohol on your scalp, it's going to not be a pleasant situation either way. And you're going to have to let that sit on your hair. It don't take a lot for Gorilla Glue anyway. You're literally going to have to let that sit on your hair. I think for her, this probably was a blessing in disguise, because I'm pretty sure that there's a GoFundMe. I'm pretty sure she's going to have endorsements. Next thing you know, she's going to be on Ellen and all these other shows if she has not already been talking about it. So she can really make this into a whole hair care journey. People will follow her now. I would shave my head off. I'd be like, look, we about to shave it off. I'm going live on this day. I'm going to shave it off. I would get me some wig endorsements. I would have all these wig companies are probably sending her free merch. Probably sending her free merch. I would take so much advantage of it. You didn't put it on social media now. So, girl, ride that wave. Ride the wave till it falls off. Until the next thing happens. So, get your coins.
Until
shave
your head.
Your head. Get your hair. And girl, being hair, it grows back, or you could just buy it. I tell you right now, girl, just go get you a wig, go get you one of them, go get you one of those, I'm pretty sure somebody will make you a good weave. You about to get you a $600 to $700 wig, girl, and I will be flipping, and let your hair grow back. It will grow back. Lesson learned. But y'all,
hopefully.
Come on now, let's be smarter than this. It's Black History Month. Let's girl, Madam CJ Walker, she is turning over in her grave 15 times. 15 times after this. So our last one. Madam CJ Walker, heck. RIP to Cicely Tyson, who is our next topic. She probably like, good Lord, I'm so glad I'm, no ma'am. Rosa Parks. Shoot, Martin Luther King was like, this ain't the dream I was talking about, girl. That ain't the dream. That ain't the move I'm talking about.
What's the next topic?
Next topic is Cicely Tyson. RIP, we know we lost a very matriarch of our culture. You guys, go stream all her movies. I definitely plan this week to make it a point to watch all of my favorite movies with her in it. You know, shout out to the fam. She was actually in Roots. Shout out to our family history, the late great Alex Haley on my mama's side and sister cousin. Shout out to that. You know, had to throw that little family plug in there. Roll Tide again. So we definitely go stream all of her movies. Let's make this a good one. Let's stream all Black movies this month. Let's stream some of the great movies and great people that we had. Sidney Poitier. Let's just be Black this month, and unapologetically Black. So rest in peace and rest in power, and our prayers are for her family. But she's actually going to be on Public View, in a church in Harlem. So I think that's absolutely amazing that that the family is allowing people to pay their respects and to pay homage to her. I definitely, if I could travel to Harlem to do that, but New York, y'all restrictions are really, really hard, and I don't think I can get back in the state of Texas. But if I could view that would be an awesome, I would love to be able to, you know, take mom and granny there to be able to view that. That would definitely be an icon viewing that I would not mind paying homage to her. But since we can't, we can pay homage by streaming all of her movies, making sure that we are re-quoting and keeping her dream alive. One thing I thought was really interesting about Cicely Tyson that I learned this week is that she never took any role that was either disrespectful to Black women or against her conscience. I think that goes to show you that we don't have to be, although the Megas and the Cardi B's are great at times, because I do like that new Cardi song up, but I think it's such an incredible way for our children, our little Black girls, especially Black Girl Magic, for them to be able to take that as a role model. She's a great pillar of the community, of our culture, to model absolutely yourself after. So I think it's absolutely great that she held that. And then also too, I thought something funny was that her mom always wanted her to go to college. And so when she won her Academy Award, I think when she was in her 80s, she won an Academy Award, and she told her mama, "I finally made it to an Academy." So rest in power to Cicely Tyson. So those are just some fun facts. So that is our hot tea current events of the week. We are going to take a music break. I told y'all I was going to start telling y'all the songs. I know everybody watched that Versus in Ashanti. So last week we played Ashanti. So I feel like it's only right that this week we actually play a new song from Keisha Cole, which her new song is actually called, what is the song called? I'm an Ashanti fan, so. And I mean, no, I'm a Keisha Cole fan, but I don't really like either one of them. Did you watch the Verses?
I did not. Nope. I didn't even waste my time. But I do like Keisha Cole just because, you know, she be thugging it out. But
the
I didn't
Georgia
watch it.
Roots
no.
girl. Lord have
whatever.
Mercy.
Shout out to right. Georgia Pete.
I know, right? Shout out to Georgia. Shout out to Keisha. Holla back at us, our family down in Columbus, Georgia. But this is Keisha Cole, One Day. So we'll be right back, guys. So that was Keisha Cole, One Day. I actually like that song. That was a good little, all right. It was a long intro, though.
It wasn't bad.
No, I'm like, why does she always have these long intros? Lord. All right, so up next we have our Get It Off Your Chest, Get It Off Your Chest. So this is what we do for y'all new sippers out there. Each week we get to get it off our chest. If you guys have anything that you would like me to read on the Get It Off Your Chest, just hit us in our DMs and send that over, and we will read it on next week's show on the Get It Off Your Chest. I don't really have a Get It Off the Chest this week. The Jays actually, they liked me this week, so... You know, I still didn't get my hand held at Walmart. That's okay. But, you know, I take it back. I do. So if you tell somebody that you're going to be somewhere and the reservation is at 8:00, right? And everybody knows all week that you are supposed to be there at 8:00 because the place that we're going to does not do reservations. And it's a favor being asked, be there at 8:00. Even if you're there like 8:15, I'm going to even give you to 8:30 because we all know, you know, traffic, things happen, whatever. But if you've had all day to get ready and you tell me you're going to be late and you show up 2 hours later to the event, we're going to have a problem. It's disrespectful. It's not respectful of people's time. And you live 15 minutes away from the location. That's the problem. And you flew into town to come into town for somebody's birthday and you didn't get there for 2 hours later, it's the problem. And then you came looking basic. We have a problem. So be respectful of people's times and the things that are going on. If you tell somebody you're going to be there somewhere, then be there. Don't wait. And then if you tell somebody, oh, I'm going to be there at 8:00. All right, I'm 15 minutes out. But then it still takes you another additional hour to get there. Then you're lying. And nobody has time for that. So just get to where you need to be on time. That's all I'm saying. So. That's my get it off the chest. Do you have a get it off the chest?
Completely different. I do. I raised a shoe monster. So little me, you know, she got into the shoe game. Her feet finally stopped growing. Thank you, Jesus. And now she's into, you know, the Jordans and the, you know, Force Ones and all that good stuff. And so I don't even get, you know, love you, mommy. I get, you know, hey, look at these shoes. I think I want these shoes. And so I'm like, huh, okay, well, I guess money just, you know, grows on trees, you know, roof over your head doesn't matter. You just want the shoes. So, you know, I just really want the parents out there to know I feel you when it comes to raising kids and, you know, they're into styles and all this good stuff. So that's my get off the chest moment.
All right, Mini-Me, you better watch it. You got a birthday coming up, player, player. Don't be playing with my sister like this. Y'all know we love the kids. We love the kids. We are moms. That is one of the beautiful things about this show is that we are not ashamed to talk about the topics that we go through with moms.
Right.
So I definitely can understand that one. Oh, I do have a J moment. Get it off my chest for the J since we're doing kids. So to the moms out there and the dads out there who go through the fact of, oh no. Did I talk about that one last Sunday? I did. I'm not going to go there. But when you come in the kitchen and you eat and you do not wipe down the table or clean up your mess, I feel you, parents. And then you look at me like I'm crazy because I told you to do it and you didn't do it. So now you can't play on the Xbox until you clean that and the entire kitchen and your room. And then the bathroom. And now you can't do nothing until laundry is all done. Yeah. We're that type of parent. I'm that type of parent. I'm an old school parent. So shout out to all the parents out there who have been frustrated all this week from preteens. Because I got a preteen and a teenager. So I feel y'all. I'm miserable too. I hate it here. I hate it here. Hold on, guys.
I'm thinking twice.
Hold on, guys. Your time is coming. I got 7 years left. Your time is coming.
Don't do them like that. Don't count them down like that.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'll be 42. So yes, I am. My time is coming. So hold on to my mid-30s out there, y'all. Hold on, not to the ones who just had babies. I'm sorry, y'all. Just you'll get your turn in your 60s. But to us parents out there in our mid-30s, And our kids are almost out of there. Just hold on. We there. We almost there. There's a finish line coming. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and get into our final sip of the week. Oh, no, I'm tripping. So we do have a product of the week this week. I definitely have a product of the week. So it's time for the product of the week.
It's the product of the week.
Shout out to Kay Parker for that drop. You guys can go listen to his music on all streaming platforms. Check out the song Hennessy. I do. That's a bop. That's my song. I'm about to be playing that while I'm driving down on my way to the Super Bowl. Not the actual Super Bowl. I'm just going to my cousin's house. That's it. But anyway, just shout out to that. So shout out to him again. I am Kay Parker. Y'all can follow him on Instagram and all social media at I am Kay Parker. But this week, our product of the week. Oh my God, I see a really big mosquito in my house. Hold on, y'all. I'm about to kill it. I don't do mosquitoes. Sorry, guys. I don't do bugs. Mm-mm. Time to call pest control. this week, our product of the week is... So, we know Valentine's Day is coming up. So, for all of y'all out there who ain't got your sweetheart something, this is for men and women because women procrastinate too. Guys, go check out Notable Jewels. You guys can go to the website at www.notablejewels.com. She has a really unique box that you can get. You can order these Valentine's Day boxes for men and women. They're only $35, which is a really good price, I think, for what you would actually spend if you go out and spend. And like I say, we're shopping black this month. We're going to try to shop black all year, but definitely during holiday seasons, we want to shop black or minority. We want to shop minority, but like I said, it's Black History Month, so we shop in black. Anyway, you can actually put custom orders in. She also has bracelets and the beads and everything that you can customize for her. So go over to notablejewels.com and flood them. Let's give them some business. I'm actually going to order something from them just to support. So I'm really excited about those boxes. They're really cute. So it takes a lot of time to have your own business and to be a black owned business in this day and age. So let's make sure we go over there and support them. So again, noticeablejewels.com. So check them out. Well, we are at the end of the show already. That was quick. It always goes so quick. I'm always like, oh, it's not going to be that long, and then we go longer. So, but I appreciate you. If y'all don't know, this is my ace, I told y'all my 81 day one. We shared a room for over 18 years. 17 years. Yep, for 17 years, we were in the same room. So this person knows me best. This is my ace in my boot thing. This is my sister, yeah. Shea Butter. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you for stepping in for Sunny. But let's go ahead and get into the final sip, and then we're going to give some shout-outs. So here's the final sip for the week, guys. So my final sip for this week, I shared this on Facebook yesterday, is God is always going to give you more strength to face your burdens and your challenges. Guys, you can always turn to whatever spiritual power, particularly on this show, we believe in God. So make sure that he's going to give you all the strength that you need. If you are going through anything and everything, which we all are going through something, man, it's been a tough, almost going on 2 years now. With the corona, with everything going on in the state of the world, just around the unrest. Y'all, sometimes just take a moment and just take a deep breath. That's what was said today during my church service. Shout out to St. John Baptist Church in Unleash in Grand Prairie, Texas, in Nassau, South Lake, Texas, under the pastor, Jenny Davis. Shout out to them. Holla at that. Go check them out online. We have services from 7 and 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock a.m. online. Check them out. All right. Had to plug in the church, but just know that he's not going to put more on you than you can bear. We can get through this. Sometimes we just have to take a deep breath and we have to stop and we have to look at things and look at the blessings that are already in your life and know that you haven't been through anything harder than what you have been through. So if it seems hard, don't worry. You're going to get through it just like you got through the last time. So that is my final sip of the week. Any final thoughts, Shea, on the final sip?
No, that's a great word. Nope, I agree.
Well, you know, got the Pastor Williamson and Lou Williamson in South Carolina in my roots, you know, got to make her proud.
Right, right.
And also shout out to the McFarlane family down in South Carolina for the loss of their patriarch, a dear cousin to us. So shout out to our family. We are there with you guys. Shout out to my daddy, who's in South Carolina traveling. Safe travels to him. Always shout out to him. Y'all know we love Willie's Corner. Willie's Corner is going to be coming back soon up in the show. So shout out to them. Our prayers are with you. Shout out again to the Lester family, Sonny's family out there. We are in your prayers. We can't wait to get you back next week. So guys, that's the end of the show. So tune in next week. Next week is going to be called For the Love of It All. I have been telling y'all for weeks and months that I have something special coming next week. I am super excited about this show. I'm still not going to tell y'all what it is. You guys will have to wait until the 14th to know what that show is. We will have Tad Nips back in the building. That's going to be crazy. We are going to be talking about next week, what is your love language? Is that the show? I think we're talking about love languages. I could be wrong. Hold on. Let me check. I know I don't be knowing every time. Even though it's my show, I don't be knowing what we talking about next week. I just know that I'm excited and that the news that is coming out is very dear to my heart. It has been a long time coming. It's going to be super excited. So I hope everybody goes out and you're paying attention. Yes. So make sure you guys turn on the notifications for the Tea with Mo. Make sure you guys subscribe to us on Blog Talk, SoundCloud, also on iTunes. I'm an iTunes users. We are on iTunes. We are on Apple Podcasts. This episode is going to be actually uploaded today at 4 o'clock. It'll be live. So before I tell y'all what the actual show is, because I can't find it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. There it is. So next week's show, again, we're going to have Tad Nips on. And actually, the topic for next week is, how important is intimacy in a relationship? Again, the title is For the Love of It All, and how important is intimacy in a relationship? Y'all already know how crazy Tad Nips is. Shout out to Real World Poetry. He's going to come back. He is going to do some love pieces for us just because y'all know I love poetry and I absolutely love his poetry. So I'm super excited that he's going to come back into the studio with us and give us his opinion on that. This is going to be really interesting because it's always an interesting show. If y'all have not replayed this September, our Virgo takeover, go back and listen to that show and you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. So definitely excited for that. We will be live next week unless something changes, you know, unless I get a Valentine, then we might not be live next week. Might be pre-recorded. I don't know. But I definitely will let you guys know. But I'm just joking, guys. We will be live next week. So super excited for that. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We support you. We love you guys. We are so excited to have you guys. Viva La Puerto Rico. Cannot wait for that. So guys, again, like and subscribe, follow us. And I do follow back. So make sure you guys follow us back. Any final shout outs, Shea Butter, before we get out of here?
Nope. Just to Ladybug, you know, and to the parental, all those good people. We love you.
Yep. Y'all stay black, stay blessed, and stay black and blessed. And just remember, guys, that when the tea gets too hot, baby, just let it cool down. We'll see y'all next week.